was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service, too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And now a star is born. On May 14th, 1984, the world welcomed little baby Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, doctor, how did you know he would be born today?
Oh, I saw his birthday on Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Adorable.
A maskless President Biden declaring it's a great day for America. Mr. Biden applauding new CDC mask-wearing guidance for those who have been fully vaccinated, allowing them to stop masking up outdoors in crowds and in most indoor settings.
Clap for that.
The president says he is encouraged by the infrastructure talks with Republican lawmakers, those negotiations to continue next week. GOP Senator Rick Scott of Florida says the Biden economic program is stifling job growth. And Israel is massing troops along the border with Gaza and is calling up some 9,000 reservists as fighting with Hamas terrorists intensifies. On Wall Street, stock futures higher ahead of this morning's opening bell. The Dow futures up 166 points. NASDAQ futures 137 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey folks, Dennis Prager here. Can thieves really steal your home's title? Take it from this thief who stole over 150 homes and was sentenced to 25 years in prison. That is why you need Home Title Lock.
Nobody thinks that I can take their house and borrow against the house. Oh no, I have title insurance for that. No, it's in my name, or he would have to get some special document. They would call me. You know, nobody's calling you. After I've stolen the title, borrowed against it, or sold the property, or done whatever I've done with it, it's 60 to 90 days to even figure out that they're the victim of this crime. You know, by that point, you start getting foreclosure notices, and you realize you've got four mortgages on your house. Not only that, you don't even own your home anymore. It's not even in your name.
Heard enough? Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim and enter radio for 30 free days of protection. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com.
Friday, yes, it's Friday. Finally, Friday, I'm free.
just don't have time for any of those memories right now here on this very busy Friday morning. We have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card we're going to be giving away, and we're going to do a conundrum. And it's all about confidence.
Okay, good, 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 good.
Confidence.
I was wondering now which way you're going.
We had discussed it before.
Yeah.
Before this.
I'm going to hold off on any additional detail for the moment besides at 806.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
I just did some checking. The normal low for this time of the year is 60. This morning we were 50, and the record is 48 from 1882. So we came within two degrees of a record. 1882, how many of you? Come on, Mr. Math.
That was 139 years ago.
Wow, you are just amazing. Prattville got down to 48. It was 46 in Alexander City this morning. Very late in the ballgame for something like this. We're starting to warm up now. The chill fades quickly. Sunshine warmer, upper 70s today. Chilly tonight after sunset. Jacket weather again. Overnight low 54. And then tomorrow, low humidity, a beautiful weekend. Sunshine both days, warming trend. Low 80s tomorrow. We'll be in the mid-80s on Sunday. Monday will be in the mid-80s again, a little bit more humidity, but still dry. Right now, this morning, it is 61 already, so starting to warm up now at 8:08.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
This is not headline news. An American Idol contestant quit the show after a video surfaced of him sitting next to a guy in a KKK hood. The worst part? The other guy was trying out for the Masked Singer. Seth Rogen shaved off his beard. Word is he's selling the hair for 15 bucks a gram. Kendall Jenner says she struggles with anxiety, especially when asked questions she can't answer, like, why should we care you have anxiety? NBC renewed Days of Our Lives for seasons 58 and 59.
Wow.
Hopefully God renews its viewers for ages 108 and 109.
Man.
And Mark Zuckerberg turns 37 today. What do you get the man who has everything you have stored on your computer in his possession? This is not headline news.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. The game is the conundrum. And I mentioned the word confidence. 6% of Americans feel if confronted by this animal in the wild, they would prevail
right
in a physical confrontation. 6% of Americans, if they confronted this wild animal, feel that they could prevail in a confrontation with it. So I need a specific.
Oh, okay. More than just an animal, you want.
Yeah.
You want the. Okay, you want it to be more specific.
I need the type, because okay. It does make a difference. Okay. Our number is 272-9228, 272-9228. Even if you have a wrong guess, you still make your way into our grand prize drawing, which is going to take place in about 40 shopping minutes. And win something like a $25 Tucker Pecan gift card, a full service at Don Duncan, a.k.a. The Works, and a Clark's Club membership, which can come in very, very handy. Mine did this week. We had three plumbing situations at the house. I called them. They came as I was leaving for the station at 2:30. By the time I pulled in the parking lot, they had finished everything and were gone. That's
amazing.
Yeah, but their plumbers are very talented. So what do you think? 6% of Americans think if confronted by this particular wild beast, they would prevail in a physical confrontation. 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. Somebody, come on, it's Friday. Let's see that volunteer.
Don't overthink
spirit.
It.
We want to start taking calls right after local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery Public School System is working to change the names of three high schools named after Confederate figures. The school board has a special committee handling the name changes, and they want input from the public on possible names that will then be approved by the school board and superintendent. The search for a murder suspect in Atlanta has now expanded into Alabama. Authorities say 40-year-old Andre Thomas is wanted for a deadly shooting in Atlanta in February. They say Thomas may have friends and family in Covington County. Police say he should be considered armed and dangerous. And the city of Greenville has unveiled a new mural in the heart of downtown. A local artist teamed up with elementary school students to complete the Grateful for Greenville mural. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All right, it is 8:11, and we have some people ready to take on this conundrum. 6% of Americans said if confronted by this wild animal, they would prevail in a physical confrontation. And Yvonne, good morning.
Hi.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hello.
So I need a specific type of beast here. What do you think it is?
Well, I'm going to try a grizzly bear. What?
Grizzly bear? Could that possibly be it?
As a matter of fact, that is.
Wow.
How about that? We couldn't take bear. We needed grizzly bear.
Yeah.
Now, you won't see me taking on a grizzly bear.
No, not even a...
Well, that was about the only thing I could think of that I probably would not survive.
Right.
With.
Amazingly enough, Simba, you know this, 8% of people wouldn't be afraid of you.
Is that right?
8%. Here's another one where I think, should this ever happen, don't, because I know how strong they are, gorillas.
Oh, gorillas are, yes.
9% say they
could, think of them.
They could take a crocodile.
That's crazy.
12% say they could take a wolf. 14% say they could take a kangaroo.
But they can punch you. I mean, they're mean.
Oh, their hind legs. These animals are designed to know how to use what they have as a weapon. Like rabbit, even bunny rabbits, those back legs.
Is that right?
Can kick powerfully.
You hear that, Chase?
And here's one. 61% said they would have no trouble with a goose. All right, Vaughn, thank you so much. We're one and done.
Well, thank you.
A $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Let's say hello to everybody else that's still got a line like T-Spear.
Dang, I was going to go with a bobcat. I was thinking a grizzly bear is just too big.
Well, bobcat did make the list, but 69% said they were confident they could take a house cat.
A house cat, okay.
Yeah, anyway... Well, I would love to get in on Tucker Pecan if I can.
Well, guess what? You're in the grand prize drawing. How about that?
You are. No doubt about it.
I tell you what, we have all missed Jessie Lynn, but I understand she's at a very special rodeo. I hope she's doing well.
Yeah, she checked in with us Wednesday morning.
Yeah, to let all of y'all know, we out here sure do appreciate what y'all do.
Well, thank you.
T-Spear.
We hope you have a great
weekend.
You're
welcome.
Thanks.
Jessie will be back on Monday. And here's Sammy.
Hey, man. Grizzly bear, huh? That means 9% of the people are nuts.
I would say they've probably been
drinking something liquid.
That's amazing. Yeah. I was going to go with snapping turtle.
Oh.
Now,
is it true? You would know because I know you're down in...
Yeah, I got some beaver ponds, and I have a turtle problem on occasion.
If a snapping turtle... bites your finger, don't you have to decapitate it to get your finger free?
Have you seen what they can do to a pole or to a piece of wood?
Hey, no.
Gentlemen, I've been very careful over the years, and some of the snappers, I'll thin out the younger ones, but I've left the, we have some that are ancient, and maybe 14, 16, just a huge turtle. And they've got a mouth on them as large as your fist.
No.
And you can see that sharpened beak. And it's I can't imagine it clamping down on a foot or a toe or a hand. But
no thanks.
I don't know from personal experience and don't want to find out.
We appreciate it. You may have saved somebody's finger today.
Hey, Craig. Oh, man. Thank y'all.
Thank you. And don't forget, take good care of those fingers.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
And for those of you who have been listening all morning, that's the second time that's played this morning. It played in random facts.
It's just the way it works out some days.
Is this the day he died? Is that right? Random fact.
All I know is I was sad because I was a faithful watcher of Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know who's hosting it now, but nobody could replace.
But to have him in a comedy was a great idea from Dr. and Abrams.
It's perfect, especially when he makes his way into the airport and all the religious groups are trying to sell him flowers. He just flips them over his shoulder. That was a very well choreographed sequence. See the picture of this dog named Gatsby?
Yeah.
Look at how long the neck on that dog is.
That is amazing.
It's almost giraffe-like in proportional sense. The dog is fine otherwise.
What kind of dog would that be?
That? A black and white one.
Thanks a lot.
From the New York Thank Post. You. No, it'll tell us here. A Bonzoi German Shepherd mix.
Hmm. Never heard of it. I mean, I've heard of German Shepherds, but not that type. German Shepherds are one of the smartest dogs.
Yeah, but some of them...
Some of them have an attitude.
Well, they can. Have... there's also issues with inbreeding with some shepherds.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They can be a little goofy.
Next-door neighbors, growing up in Ohio, had about six or seven kids, and they had the greatest German Shepherd who took care of those kids, you know. It was just amazing dog.
Look who's on the phone. It's Bear.
Hey.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Tired. I just got off an overnight shift.
Oh, man. Wow.
What is it you're doing these days now?
I'm an RA in an assisted living facility now.
Ah, okay. We no longer have preferred seating as an option at the Cracker Barrel in Prattville.
No, unfortunately. But, earlier when you guys were talking about, like, the kangaroos, I literally had to pull over. Like, okay, where's a good spot to pull over so I can say this? But it said that you should never, ever follow a kangaroo if they're in a body of water because they will try to drown you.
Is that right?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're...
I am a certified nerd on most things biology because it's a little hobby of mine to find weird facts like that, so...
Well, kangaroos look real cute and all that, but, like, going back to what Jay said earlier about it, anything from Australia...
Yeah, they're
kill you. Oh, yeah.
Kangaroo.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we appreciate that nerd insight. Thank you.
But they do have...
Not a problem.
You may have helped a swimmer today.
They do have that pouch where they carry their young, right?
Yes. Yeah. I would imagine they're very, very defensive when there is a little baby kangaroo in there. It is 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's talk Lewis Lawn for a second. Where your next mower, pressure washer, edger, trimmer, whatever it is you need to maintain the outside of your house, if you're a do-it-yourself or, you know, professionals earn a living, so they know where to go for the best products. Part of that is also buying products from a place that can service them. Everything under those two showrooms now they have at Lewis Lawn, those are products that they can service or cover your warranty. And that's really, really important. And that's how you get the things you buy to last for years and years and years, get them regularly serviced during the off season, or if something breaks, you know where to take it to get it fixed. One product line that's been a big seller is the Ego. Those are battery-charged mowers, edgers, and trimmers that last and last, lightweight, self-propel mowers or push. You can get an entire lawn done with those, and Lewis Lawn has them, and they're very comparable priced to gasoline-powered products. Of course, they sell those by Echo, Exmark, Toro, Walker, and so many other great brands. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. 244-9191, Chad and Haley. Those are our point people at Lewis Lawn. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, y'all.
Hey.
A snapping turtle actually has a slightly less bite force than a human. It's 226 newtons, and a human's around 300, but it's a lot smaller concentrated area,
right?
Obviously, that their bite force is. So, and I have seen them. I played with them before and had them actually snap a small, you know, limb in two with their bite force. So it's definitely not something you want to put your finger in.
I've seen them bite a broom in half.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so, how intense.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a more concentrated bite force area than a human. So, sea snakes are actually indigenous to the Indian Ocean, but they are found on the east coast of Australia on the Great Barrier Reef also.
Add that to the list of things in Australia that will kill you.
Exactly. Very quickly.
So, thank you, David.
Have a good one. Take care.
Appreciate it. That guy always has good knowledge on things that we're talking about on the show.
He does. He's
It is 8:20.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are light to moderate all over the area right now. We're not really seeing any problems in Montgomery that's going to slow you down. A little bit of congestion at Vaughn and Taylor Road and at Eastern Boulevard at Troy Highway. But that's about it. Be safe out there. Buckle up. Any accidents happen, we will let you know about them right here. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS to refinance your home mortgage, get cash out, or get pre-approved to buy. MCS in Wetumpka, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos during our 50% off May special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery, unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. That's 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. And don't forget our May 50% off.
Spring is here, and new sale prices are blooming daily at the Cafco Outlet. Shop our huge selection of ribbons, silk flowers, and home decor at prices you'll love. Our talented designers have created a beautiful selection of graveside memorials and floral arrangements available for sale. They also design custom wreaths, bows, and floral decor created just for you. Cafco has a great selection of home fragrance products, accessories, and gift items. Remember, your best deal is at the Cafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Life Saturday night has a lot to unfold.
I'm leaving now, let's go.
Now it is the weekend. Said I can make your weekend.
Saturday morning when the sun comes out, I was sleeping with my shades pulled down. Then I will binge Netflix on my couch, grabbing some booze and then I'll chug it down. We will be dancing till we get kicked out of every
biscuitsbaseball.com.
Yeah.
Check on ticket availability for Saturday night, and it's very good.
How many, do we know how many seats they're actually selling in this uncertain time?
It doesn't say on the, you know, in any specific, like, pods and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there
a way to get, like, what the capacity, you know what the actual
number they're allowed?
Yeah, well, numbers like this week.
Oh, yeah.
Did they have that in box scores? No?
Yes, they would. Let me get Sharon on here for a second while I look at it. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Greg. I called you with a turtle story.
Oh. A turtle story?
Yes, yes.
Happy to get it. Go ahead.
I used to live up in Wilsonville, mm-hmm. on the lake there, and my grandson was about 3, and he was outside playing because there was lots of land to play on, and he came running into the house and he said, Muzzy, come look at the turtle. So I thought, okay, well, there's like a little turtle in the driveway or whatever. It was an alligator turtle.
Oh,
oh no.
I mean, it was huge. So the forester that came and responded when I called to say help, I got this 100-pound turtle in my yard. And he said that that turtle was probably well over 100 years old.
Wow. They, I had a friend that found one in town. He's got a large yard that tends to, you know, have a lot of water from time to time. And he found one that was small, but they have a really rough shell, right?
They do. And this guy was huge because the ranger that was responding told us that that turtle had the ability to complete, his neck was so long it could stretch out and he could turn around, and standing behind him, he could have snapped your arm off.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, it kind of freaked me out. Anyway, the guy put him in the truck and took him back down and put him back in the river. Apparently, they live in the river. So, but it, I've never seen anything like it. It was gigantic.
We've had a
lot.
It
was bigger than my grandson.
Wow.
A lot of turtle stories this morning. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I had no idea, but thank you for sharing that, Sharon.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
So, attendance at the Biscuits game last night was 3,916.
That's good. That's
capacity is 7,000, so that's a little bit more than 50%.
Yeah, and on a weeknight,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's very good. All right, 8:27. We're now going to turn the floor and the microphone over to Jay, so we can hear about our good buddy Paul and the Seafood Bistro.
I would love to talk to you about the Seafood Bistro. They're going to be open up today at 11 a.m. And then tomorrow they will open up at 11 a.m. And Sunday they will open up at 11 a.m. Guess what they're going to do all week next week? That's right. They're going to open up at 11 a.m. They do it every single day of the week. Located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. 279-7500 is their number to call. But really, you just need their website or the delivery apps on your phone. So I'll give you the website, theseafoodbistro.com. Put the word "the" in there. You can go and check that out. See the entire menu and put in an order there. Or if you don't remember the website, just go to one of the delivery apps on your phone. Any of them have the Seafood Bistro and the menu there. You can look it over and think about what you're going to order. You can order it from there and have it delivered, or just have it for pickup. Or just go inside, sit down, eat a meal. They're hiring right now as well. Full-time and part-time positions are available front of the house and back of the house for the Seafood Bistro. Go by there, say hello, and enjoy a great meal. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
All right. We have a, I'm not sure who this is, but here's our risky click of the day.
Yeah, they called while I was talking. Hey, who is this?
Yes, fan.
Hey, it's Yes, fan.
Hey, you guys keep talking about turtles. You know, they live to, like, be 100, 150 years old. When I was a kid, my nickname was Turtle. Everybody called me Turtle because I was slow, I guess. So, like, what do you think my odds are of living to 150?
Take your vitamins. You never know.
You say that, but then it's probably going to be smoke a pack a day and drink whiskey every night.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. People who are 105 say, yeah,
lived on chocolate. Whole life.
Smoke.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, that's all cool.
You know,
I mean, like I said, I was always named Turtle.
Thanks, Turtle.
Appreciate it. Yep. Entourage was
that's right. His name was
popular
Turtle.
Series Turtle. Yeah.
Plus, one of my favorite news stories of all time was when they forced airliners at JFK.
Yeah. Oh. I know where you're going.
They were trying to land, but there were turtles on the
microphones there?
Yeah.
JFK Tower to Delta 154, you are clear to land. Delta 154, make a final approach. What the? JFK, something's blocking the runway. So happy together. Abort landing. The turtles are on the runway. Abort. Pull up. The turtles are on the runway. Pull up. Oh, that was close. Circling back around now. Be careful, Delta 154. We have reports of low flying birds. Roger that. Oh my God, there they are. JFK, we've suffered a bird strike. We're going to have to land in the Hudson.
How about a flock of seagulls?
Or the eagles.
The eagles, yeah. We could do a whole thing of airport encounters with various. Anyway, it's 8:30.
You don't have to break the bank for seniors independent living in Montgomery. Caravita Village has your answer with locked-in rental rates for 3 years, starting from $15.99 per month. Visit caravitavillage.com.
Hey, guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Porch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Porch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption, and yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
Has the high price of seniors' independent living got you down? Come visit Caravita Village and check out their newly renovated private living suites with all the amenities starting at just $15.99 per month. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Chick-fil-A is all out of honey mustard. There's no Polynesian sriracha or barbecue now. Garden herb to put in my mouth. No zesty buffalo ketchup for my fries because of the sauce. Shortages of supplies. Now I've got nothing to flavor up my chicken strips. Chick-fil-A is out of their dips. They said no sauce. Got to the front of the drive-thru line. They gave me nuggets, but with nothing on the side. Tangy barbecue. There's a disruption in the supply chain. All the dips are gone. There's no sauce at the Chick-fil-A. No sauce at the Chick-fil-A.
Is there a reason?
I don't know about the reason, but...
Well, the folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. They always see this place.
It's the same thing we've heard from other businesses. I heard from Terry Adams, you know, supply chain stuff. And another issue, and they're going to have to address this, some have. Like our governor, DeSantis in Florida and others said this freeloading is ending. A lot of people just, you know, they'll take the $700 a week or whatever it is,
yeah,
and stay home. So a lot of jobs that would facilitate the movement of this kind of thing are not being filled.
And a lot of those are in the restaurant business.
Restaurant business, service business, and more. So, and it's interesting to see which states are ending it and which ones are perpetuating it. You and I are real creatures of routine.
Oh, very much so.
Goes off to 2020. And I have to agree with this study. It's not that big of a deal, but this is for those of you who like to hit the snooze button. They did a study, and the study said that if you stay in bed for 14 minutes after your alarm goes off,
yep,
you mess up your entire day. Most give 9 minutes of extra sleep. So if you hit it twice, you've already messed up your day. They found that when people obviously hate waking up the most on Monday and Tuesday, but it's not only can affect your mood, but your body rhythm as well.
So 14 minutes is, 9 minutes is okay?
9 minutes is okay. 14 too long. I just don't see the benefit, you know, in, unless I'm like really, really tired or we've had a huge night of bomb hours the night before, and I just get up and go through it.
I've hit the snooze button one time in a month.
Yeah, I think I did too. Mm-hmm. But I watched an old Honeymooners or something when I was asleep.
I turn snooze off on mine so that it doesn't go off. I just set multiple alarms, right. Basically. That's how I snooze. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just to make sure that I can. But I know that I have to get up on the second alarm. The third alarm is the you're way past it, you need to move now.
Yeah.
And so I try to never get to that third alarm.
This dog is very in tune with the alarm, too, even when it goes off in another room.
They have schedules, man. They know my schedule. Yeah. Like Briscoe appears in my room at the same time every morning.
Oh, we have an exact routine.
They're pretty amazing in that regard. 837, if you are in a fender bender or your car is damaged, a lot of people, I've talked to at least three, who have had vehicles that were damaged just by tree limbs in that last ferocious storm we had. Whatever the reason, bring your car to Montgomery Paint and Body, because for 4.5 decades, they built their business on ethics first. They fix everything. They will diagnose everything that needs to be fixed, replaced, and submit that complete list to your insurance. The reputation within that industry is so strong, I can't imagine anybody's insurance company saying, no, don't take it there. Most do give you the option. So choose MPB, because at the end of it, and you know, all the hassle you go through after a wreck, police reports, the insurance adjusters and everything else, at least give yourself an outcome that's going to be outstanding, and that's what you'll get from Montgomery Paint and Body. Donnie and Brandon Turner on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. The number is 27-WRECK-WITH-A-W.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Well, it's very unusual this late in the season to have a chill like this. So we came within 2 degrees of tying the record from 1882, 139 years. So we got down to 50 this morning. Some of you were even cooler than that. Prattville 48, at 46 in Alexander City. The chill fades quickly. It's already happening. Sunshine warmer, 78 today. Chilly tonight after sunset. You'll need a jacket again if you're going to the Biscuits baseball. Overnight low 54 tomorrow. And the entire weekend, beautiful, low humidity weekend, sunshine, warming trend, low 80s tomorrow, mid 80s on Sunday. There's a space station flyover Sunday night. It's going to be a good one, coming from the southwest, going to the northeast, 8:26 p.m. Just remember that. Make a note on your phone there. And then Monday, we're back in the mid 80s again. Right now this morning, already we're at 61. With clear skies, 840.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Morning Maroon nominees coming up next. Rabbi's drawing later.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are light to moderate all over the area right now. We're not really seeing any problems in Montgomery that's going to slow you down. A little bit of congestion at Vaughn and Taylor Road and at Eastern Boulevard at Troy Highway. But that's about it. Be safe out there. Buckle up. Any accidents happen, we will let you know about them right here. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS to refinance your home mortgage, get cash out, or get pre-approved to buy. MCS in Wetumpka, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The search for a murder suspect in Atlanta has now expanded into Alabama. Authorities say 40-year-old Andre Thomas is wanted for a deadly shooting in Atlanta in February. They say Thomas may have friends and family in Covington County. Police say he should be considered armed and dangerous. The Montgomery Public School System is working to change the names of three high schools named after Confederate figures. The school board has a special committee handling the name changes, and they want input from the public on possible names that will then be approved by the school board and superintendent. And the city of Greenville has unveiled a new mural in the heart of downtown. A local artist teamed up with elementary school students to complete the Grateful for Greenville mural. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It's May 14th, the greatest day ever. On the 14th of May, 1984, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is born. Oops, sorry, Mark. I just shared your personal information. Now, how did that happen? How do you like them apples, Harvard boy? Have a great May 14th, the greatest day ever.
It's been a challenging year, but you've met that challenge. And you've trusted Thompson Tractor to be with you every step of the way. Thompson has been providing industry-leading product selection, service, and commitment for over 60 years. We're the exclusive Caterpillar provider in the market with legendary Cat equipment, genuine Cat parts, and expert service you can trust, all designed to keep your equipment and your business humming. And all more affordable than you may think, with industry-leading finance rates and top-notch comprehensive service programs. Like 0% interest financing for 60 months. And with zero down payment, now through July 31st, 2021, on compact equipment. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. We're here for you.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
David Little's in the house. We're into spring. Summer's right around the corner.
You're right, Bubba. It's right down the road. I tell you, not far. Memorial Day, lots and lots of great events coming up. If you want a necklace, you want some jewelry, you want a purse, we've got it. Great new stuff in. If it's candy you want, and if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, we've got it all. Memorial Day's coming up. You want to get ready for your big backyard party, pool party, lake party, we've got beach towels, beach totes, sauces, seasonings, you name it, we've got it. We're your one-stop shop for your party needs this summer.
Where are you located?
350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Hey, y'all, I'm Allison Robertson, team leader and associate broker of the A-Team at Local Realty. We offer a $2,900 full-service flat listing fee that can save you thousands on selling your home without sacrificing the service you receive. This allows sellers to hold on to more of their hard-earned equity. I've been a realtor in the River Region for over 5 years, and I'm also a veteran. Let us revolutionize your home selling experience. It's worth a conversation. Give us a call at 334-424-3080.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tired of the same old bland American mornings? Then start your day with all new K-pop cereal.
Mmm!
That is some tasty boy brand cereal.
K-Pop cereal is the most popular among kids, with vitamins B, T, and S.
It's all pop, with no snap or crackle.
Just pour your cereal and add some milk or Yakult.
What the heck is Yakult?
Haven't you ever been to a Korean restaurant? Seriously, kid, make some Asian friends.
Okay, I'll try. And I'll start by eating my K-Pop cereal.
It's K-Pop cereal. And if you're counting calories, try Special K-Pop.
The turtle stories keep coming in.
I know.
Listener, Robzilla. That's a good Blue Oyster Cult song. Robzilla, right? I would share this turtle story. A friend caught a alligator snapper of the 100-plus pound variety. This sucker bit an aluminum tent pole in half, and we got him in the back of a pickup and went inside. When we came back out, the turtle had jumped out of the truck and disappeared. Wow. I didn't think they could do that. But I got news for you. If I had just put one of those in a truck and came out and it was gone, I would walk around that truck very carefully.
I never thought we'd get this response on mentioning an animal, mentioning a creature.
Our listeners have great experiences. It's always something a little off the deep end there. Let's get in former Secretary of State, climate czar, and all-around traitor Jean Carre.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees as we watch the stock market have a nice day so far. Guess what state we're going to start?
I'm going to say Florida.
Yep. A woman there was arrested for phoning a bomb threat into the Seminole Casino. Why? Why would she risk prison time on a felony that could get her 20 years in jail? Because she had lost $400 on their slot machines and wanted to blow off steam.
See,
that's a real stupid reason. They also had an outside finisher here, also in Florida. Somebody watched their Hummer go up in flames and smoke because mm-hmm. they were carrying gasoline in plastic bags.
Oh, that's brilliant.
We have really learned a lot about how easily people are panicked over the last year. Nominee number two from Ohio, Delhi Township.
I don't know where that is.
He stole 14 cases of Bud Light from a Kroger grocery store. He rolled the shopping cart back inside, tried to return all the Bud Light, told the staff that his wife said he bought the wrong beer. But they couldn't confirm his story. He did not have a receipt. So he left with all of the Bud Light. When the store looked at surveillance footage, they figured out what happened, called police.
He had stolen the
Bud Light, trying to return it for cash without a receipt. Stupid. Police in Clayton, North Carolina, got a call at 5:18 Tuesday about a crash on the highway. When they got there, they found a 19-year-old guy named Jaquan Merritt, who said he pulled over to change his tire. His car got hit by an 18-wheeler. Hello, Alexander Shinawahara. But cops are there. The trunk was popped open from the impact, and they noticed that there were a lot of stolen things in there.
Uh-oh.
He had just broken into 16 cars.
Good Lord.
That night before the 18-wheeler hit him, he is now charged with 16 counts of breaking and entering motor vehicles. So he went from being a victim of an 18-wheeler to jail. Just like that.
Call me, you thief.
They're all...
Well, you got going off on the slot machine.
Yeah.
Now, the Hummer with the guy, the gas and the plastic bags, is that one of them? No, one of them?
No, there weren't enough details on it.
Okay. Returning the beer for cash in Ohio.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think, Jay? I can't pick what.
That's 16 cars, man.
Yeah.
That bring it into 16 cars in one night.
Yeah. Take the loot home.
Take the money and run.
Yeah, exactly. Give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
I'll see if I can get some pictures on that fire with the Hummer. I don't know how many times you probably didn't have to look too hard over the last few days of people doing amazingly stupid things to hoard gasoline. Just unreal. Our final look at traffic, and up next, our grand prize drawing. If you call us this week, you could be winning something really nice.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic, we're light to moderate all over the area. Our only congested places right now are the Wetumpka Highway at Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson, and in front of Baptist and Alpha on East South Boulevard up to Troy Highway. Everything else is rolling really smoothly this morning. No problems in Wetumpka, Prattville, or Millbrook. Buckle up and keep it here. We will keep you updated. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
JT and Leanne inviting you to shop the largest selection and absolute best prices on rustic furniture at the Depot Furniture Gallery,
which has recently been expanded yet again inside Prattville Pickers.
Living room, dining room, bedroom furniture, choices galore, and beautiful accessories too. New truckloads of furniture are constantly arriving, bringing even more selection and choices to the River Region.
We recently bought a beautiful king bedroom set with sliding barn doors. We love it. Whether you're a fan of the popular cottage look, weathered finishes, farmhouse furniture, unique rustic bedroom sets, or anything similar for your home, the Depot Furniture Gallery has you covered.
Come see why so many are redecorating their home this spring at the Depot. Stop by 616 Highway 82 West inside Prattville Pickers. Find them on Facebook or visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Hello, this is Pam with All About the Bounce. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for a little over a month now and have seen great results. Thank you, Blue Water, for helping us to bring the bounce to more customers across the River Region. Radio advertisement is definitely the best advertisement.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Law and Order, Pokemon Division. Today's episode, Targeted at Target.
What do we have?
Robbery. Victim's pretty shook up. Suspect pulled a gun on him.
Got away with a rare Bulbasaur.
What about the Target employee?
Crying on the floor like a Squirtle.
Anything else?
Yeah, check out this first edition shadowless holographic Charizard.
Gotta be worth a fortune.
My nephew's been looking for this all year.
My niece too. Here, let me hold on to it.
No, that's okay. I've got it.
No, give me that Charizard!
No can do, Detective. This card is mine.
No!
Law and Order, Pokemon Division. Things are starting to get real, people. Coming soon to NBC. Wait, is that a Pikachu Illustrator card? Give me that.
Well, I gotta tell you.
Can we all get along? Can we get along?
Target will no longer sell Pokemon, Major League Baseball, NFL, or NBA sports card.
Why?
This spurred by an incident in Wisconsin in which police say a 35-year-old man was assaulted by four others in a fight over sports trading cards.
That's crazy.
That led the victim, who had a concealed carry permit, to pull out his gun during the assault. No shots fired. The victim with minor injuries. Here's a disturbing video from a baseball game.
What happened?
A Padres fan walked up and hit a Rockies fan and knocked him out with one punch.
Play it. Can I see it?
I don't know what's taking so long here. Hang on.
I don't think that's it.
No, that's not it.
Yeah, I think it's the one right there.
That this one. Okay, here we see. Let's see this.
Whoa!
Man!
Whoa. Wow. He just cold cocked that guy.
Wow, and then the guy that swung the punch got jumped. Good.
Wow.
That was cold.
Jeez.
You know.
That was not a love tap.
No. Not exactly. All right. We are ready for our grand prize drawing. And we start with a $25 gift certificate to Tucker Pecan. Rich is drawing the chip.
That's lucky. Not a sound effect, folks. That's actually happening.
Yeah, good hotkey. That's a lucky 13.
13.
Number 13 is Marvin C.
Marvin C.
You're a winner.
Or as he's known to his friends, Marvink.
Marvink.
Marvink. All right, so you win a $25 Tucker Pecan gift certificate. Let me tell you, the big challenge there will be going through that place and deciding what of all those walls and aisles of temptation you're going to decide to take home. Just remember this. The next time your family says,
"Let's get nuts,"
head to Tucker Pecan on North McDonough.
Never gets old.
No.
Free service on your vehicle from Don Duncan All-American Auto with Tire. It's called the Works. Oh, oil change, tire rotation, safety check on brakes, fluid topped off, tire rotation, and more. Four.
Number 40. Let me scroll down to number 40. It is Sharon G.
Sharon.
You're a winner.
Sharon, she just called, right?
That was a Sharon. They may have been the same one, but I have a Sharon D and a Sharon G.
Oh, we're going to have great ratings if we have two Sharons.
And I'm looking for the one with the last name of G, as in good.
All Sharons.
We want high Sharons. Yeah.
Sharon was the one I bought the Corvette for crying out loud.
Oh.
You don't just do that for any old name.
Sharon is a word I used to describe.
Okay, and a Clark's Club membership. I used mine the other day. And I had three things fixed and repaired in the time it took me to drive to work. For the best in heating, air conditioning, and plumbing, call Clark's. $159 value goes to...
Hey, number 15, you're a winner.
Oh, let me scroll back again to get to number 15. That is, James F.
James F., you are the newest member of the Clark's Club. Way to go. Our thanks to everybody who listened.